The Deep, written by Kyle Perry and read by Jason Chong. Ahab Stark burst out of the bay with a gulping breath, spear gun in his hand, an underwater torch dangling from his wrist. He pulled his diving mask down to his neck, coughing. Cold water matted his grizzled beard, the salt water stinging ice-blue eyes long since used to its bite. He bared his teeth in a grin. He'd pushed that dive a little too far. The sky still had a dusting of dawn stars, no clouds in sight. But under the surface of the water, he had heard the vibration of the drone and felt the cross-current. It was easy to feel it here, around the isolated reefs that spired out of the bay, and he had seen a school of Australian salmon flee to deeper water. The black wind was on its way. He floated in the dangerous silence that preceded it. Of course, the ocean is never quiet, but to Ahab, this was true silence. Natural sounds, constant movement around him, waiting with bated breath. He looked up at the lightening sky, content. "I'll take my time," he told it. Eventually, when the cold and the wind had seeped deeper into his blood, he kicked his matte-black fins, swimming over to his anchored, rigid, inflatable boat. He climbed up the ladder, naked skin dripping water. His fishing haul was in the catch bag attached to his waist, enough King Flathead to offer a fish of the day special at his pub. He dropped his mask and snorkel, spear gun and torch, slid off his fins. His diving partner, Ned, was floating on the other side of the boat. Ned wore a ripple pattern wetsuit. Even in the middle of summer, the younger man found the water too cold. "Fish have disappeared, Ahab," he called. "Reckon it's coming? Black wind?" "On its way," Ahab called back. Ned hurriedly climbed into the boat himself, shivering as he peeled his wetsuit off his lanky frame. A boat was like a footy change room. No one cared if you were naked. Ned dried his mullet and checked it in his phone camera before he towed the rest of himself dry. "Let's get out of here," said Ahab once they were both dressed. "Look," said Ned, sipping up his thick coat. "Another boat." It was visible, just through the peaking waves. "They'll be right," said Ahab. "They'll see the signs." He glanced at the sky, still clear of clouds save for some high horsetail wisps, which caught the first blush of the sunrise. The truth was, there weren't any signs, yet. Sometimes the black wind came with little warning, and there were always out-of-towners on these waters. Ahab let out a sigh. "Better have a look." He fired up the engine, and they headed towards the other boat, slicing through a sea of dark, interlocking waves, tinges of the pink sunrise now catching in the liquid peaks. As they drew closer, Ahab identified the other boat, and he backed off the throttle.